Good morning and happy Friday, everyone. This is Wesley.
Happy Friday. This is Mandy.
Hello.
Friday. Good morning, this is Wesley. It's Liz.
Excellent. Hello.
I
can
say
amen
to Friday, Wesley.
That's right. All right, we'll give just a few more moments. I know Chris had to decline. He had a conflict, and Charlene as well. But everyone else responded in the affirmative. Exciting plans for the weekend.
I plan to do nothing.
Get ready to fly to Phoenix and welcome 100 degree temperature.
That's right.
For September.
FC Live, that's right. Benefit, so I want to make sure that she's still coming.
I'm on, Wesley.
Oh, you are on. My apologies. Hello.
Hello.
Excellent. Well, with that in mind, we can go ahead and get started. I'll do this. Share my screen. I'm going to share the calendar here. There's my, here we go. Desktop. Can someone verify their scene? Okay, great.
This is Liz. I do not see it.
Don't see it? Okay, are you in our share? Yeah, there should be a link inside of the meeting invitation that you can join if you haven't done that already. I think that'll get you into the party. Let me know if you don't have that. I can shoot it to you as I am. There we go.
I got it.
Excellent. All right, so what we wanted to do was bring everyone together. Nikki had a great idea of bringing us together to kind of walk through the entire prospecting, nine days of prospecting as part of FC University. And so thought that was a great idea. And there's actually two parts to this, so to speak. This is the whole part that we're going to go through today. Then there's a later meeting with Robin for those that aren't as close to the branch network expansion, so we can make sure that our messaging and our language all ties together. It won't necessarily impact your deck content, any of those of you that are presenting with decks, but we just want to make sure that as we present it, we know what position we're taking with respect to the branch network expansion and what that needs to sound like from Robin and Chris Miller's perspective, right? Okay, any questions before we get started? All right, great. So the first thing that we start off with is a strong leadership message, because prospecting is all brand new to the retail side of things, to the firm at large. We wanted to make sure we had that strong message, so Brett Bernard has been asked to deliver that. He will not, however, be on site. Nikki will be on site, as I understand that. And so there's sort of a tag team going on with that. Brett's giving a certain message around what to expect, what this impact is, why we're doing it, why we're even starting in the Charlotte, D.C. area, the D.C. Charlotte area, in that particular market. And so that's for an hour. We have Brett with the bulk of that. I do have, let me pull up something else here. Just to show you a little bit of an act of flow here. And you all will get this as we firm this up. We've had some more changes as of late, but this will hopefully help firm things up. Can everyone see this? I'm gonna make sure that you can see it.
Yep.
Okay, great. So what we have, since Nikki will be in room with the FCs, you'll introduce yourself, introduce Brett, and then hand off to Brett either over the phone or over video. We haven't tested that out yet, but we'll determine which works best for him. And essentially hit these four points: expanding the tone, expectations, and vision for prospecting, sharing the experience of building his own practice via prospecting, the importance, thirdly, of prospecting to the FC role and to the firm. This is where we include these details on the growth plans, and as I said earlier, why we are growing in DC and Charlotte first. And then finally, just generating overall excitement around how we want this to be taken, how the message needs to be, what the process will be in terms of the experience of the overall 9-day experience. Then there'll be a Q&A session following that, and then there's a 4-point talking point challenge that I will ask Nikki to essentially lead off on. Essentially, by the end of the 9 days, they'll need to own the experience, and that's a play on our own your tomorrow. They'll need to ask questions, which is also a play on our current marketing campaign of Ask Questions. And the way to do that, find out who and what you need to effectively prospect, and then finish this module strong with a solid approved plan to prospect. And that you'll find out more about that as we go through. After that, and I'm on the first day, again, remembering that this is a holiday week, so there's a late start. We don't actually start until 10 o'clock with that leadership message. Then we follow up with the power of experience. That's it's essentially an opportunity for each of them to engage on, each of the FCs that is, to engage on their experiences with prospecting. And so we have three points here. It's a group activity, essentially tell your prospecting story, and we have some prompts here in terms of describing their experience with someone, attempting to target you. Essentially, what does it feel like for you to be a prospect? What is it, how was your first introduction to prospecting? How did you get started, if at all? And then share a story of where perhaps things didn't go well and might have even crashed and burned. That's the first part. Then there's a brief segment on the industry, in terms of what the industry has defined about prospecting best practices. And then another follow-up activity to that, for them to rank those best practices as identified by the industry. And then tell why they feel what should be, and that's a group activity, what should be the number one thing according to the industry and their own experiences. After that, then we'll get into lunch and then a community, another activity. What do you know about your community? This is something that was introduced during a walkthrough earlier this week. Essentially, this is where they get into and find out more about how do they investigate their community. What do they know for those that have been in that community already, or versus those that are coming from the outside to that community? Perhaps they moved to the area. What have they heard from the outside about that community? What are the centers of influence? What are the other hot spots and things that they need to know, and perhaps even the more nuanced things around that particular market or locale. Then we wrap up the day with the affinity assessment. We're partnering with a third-party provider, Ridgeworth Investments, to provide the affinity assessment. Essentially what that means is I need to know myself as an FC. I need to know the things that drive me. I need to know the things that I'm drawn to. Even the types of clients that I'm drawn to, so that I'll be able to leverage my strengths, my passions as an FC, what drives me, to then connect with those types of people and leverage that, and that way my delivery, my prospecting activities can be much more productive and much more, importantly so, authentic and sincere. Because as I often say, it's whether you're a seasoned financial professional or you're a 2-year-old, you can tell when someone's being insincere about their delivery, and that impacts your prospect impact on individuals. And that wraps up day one with an end-of-the-day summary led by our facilitators, and you'll see that true across the board, along with morning briefs. Any questions on day one, or day 32, as I should say, in overall? Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
On my calendar is an hour long block.
Mm-hmm.
The introduction on the 31st.
Right.
Outside of that, I've got nothing on my calendar. In fact, I'm leaving that evening for Little Rock, and I return the evening of the 1st.
Okay.
Back in on the 2nd. But if we're not blocking these things off for people, I don't know how they're going to be in there, right? This one is going to be very interesting for, I've already had a couple of managers ask if they can come and watch.
Oh, sure.
Be interesting to give her content. So it might be good to get it out there, at least to the managers, so that they know what's going to be delivered.
Right, right. Now, Mandy, I don't know if we've, I'm pretty sure we've had these discussions before, but I don't know where or if we've landed anywhere in terms of communicating this schedule to the larger audience, aside from just giving them the link to FC University or the jump word FCU. Have we settled on a strategy on how to socialize this out? Because I know what we have done, Nikki, is for those that are leading or are part of the delivery of a particular segment, they are getting invitations to block out that time. But beyond that, I don't know that we're doing that. Mandy, what would you have to add on that?
You're correct. If you're presenting, we sent you an invite from SC University. I believe all the branch managers have access to this calendar, this Outlook calendar. But in terms of blasting out to anyone else or sending anything by email, we haven't done that.
Yeah, let me make sure that I'm clear with that. So I can go access exactly what I'm seeing right now on the calendar, but the training content that you just pulled up prior to that, which sort of walked through it.
Oh, okay, I got you. Okay, yes, that will go out.
For at least the DC managers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking to my whole region or every manager. I'm talking about the DC folks.
Okay.
This is going to be an area where they're going to have to help drive this. And they should probably have an interest, if they haven't already expressed it anyway, to at least be there for certain points of it. They can't be there the whole week, right? But maybe a good plan to actually send the content. I have one manager on the call today.
Okay.
Or should be. I think Grant's on. Grant, are you on?
I'm on, yeah. David's on today, actually.
Okay, excellent.
David, other than that, the rest of them are not. But I think this is one that they probably should have some involvement in. And if we sent out what exactly those different sessions were going to look like outside of just the topics,
sure,
it'd be helpful.
Understood. And Mandy, you can correct me if I'm wrong. We do have another designer, Marty Ackerman, working on the branch manager version of what I just showed you, the facilitator guide. This is actually designed for our learning managers, but we can certainly share out this in addition to that if necessary. But you'll see very concise points and the details that you're looking for from the branch manager perspective inside of that document. Did I capture that correctly, Mandy?
Yes.
Great. So I do not know the time.
To Nikki's point about her calendar, you need to get that local marketing roundtable on it for Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like it hasn't appeared on her calendar yet, and you guys are going to do that.
Right. Okay.
I've got nothing on my calendar Thursday at all. And the only reason I tried to block some time is because because I know Stacey Hammond's going to be in town.
Mm-hmm.
We have an interest in visiting some brands, but I have zero the rest of the week for prospecting.
Okay.
I would put that on her calendar, and I would put the, sorry to speak to your calendar, Nikki, the senior leader roundtable that's on Friday, just so she has it, not necessarily to attend.
Okay.
That will be done today.
Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you. Okay. Moving on to day 33, we have Juan Brandpower from Elaine Spender. She's speaking to our impressions of the brand, not only from the investor perspective, from our competitors' perspective, also from our prospecting community, any barriers to conversions, and the strength of our brand. And so that's what Elaine's speaking to. Partnering with corporate development is actually being developed out a little bit. I'll have to reconnect with Chris Miller. We currently have a very heavy focus on stock plan services, and so we're trying to get RPS added to this this mix, and so we're working that out right now. But no, right now, it currently the partnership with corporate development in terms of FCs being able to leverage that relationship it is solely on the stock plan side, and we're trying to add in the RPS side. Then there's a wholesaler luncheon that follows.
What would that look like?
The partnering with corporate development? Let's see if I can give you a quick synopsis here.
Gloria, I just want to jump in with two things.
Sure.
With the deck or the facilitator guide are available, you can access them from the FC University landing page.
That's true.
On the left-hand side, there is something called Facilitator Resources, and when Mandy has been cleared through compliance, and when developers have released items, they are put there, whether it's a PowerPoint deck or what we call an FC Facilitator Guide, is what we're looking at.
Right, so I just did jump word FCU, and so you'll see all of those here. And there will be a section for growing your business, and you'll see them listed just like this. Okay. So thank you, Gloria. And she's right, that particular one is undergoing review right now. So we'll certainly post that as soon as it's available and gone through compliance review. The IS All Hands meeting was just added yesterday, I believe, and so that shifted some things that we had. Robin, however, will be speaking on that call about branch network expansion, so we felt that the FCs needed to be a part of that experience and hear about the efforts that they've been, undergoing. The competitive landscape is Blanche Birch, and so he is... if you're familiar with the competitive intelligence bulletins, things like that, he is speaking not only from a firm level in terms of competition data and how to leverage that, but he's also speaking from a market level position as well. So he has a deck that is, I think it's gone to compliance today. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, thought so. And so you'll notice we're front-loading some very concise, principled, foundational-type content here before we actually get into what we're calling the meat of our prospecting efforts, and that is the four modules coming out of our local marketing team with Elaine Chan and Liz Westover. And so with the NTF playbook, the building expanding your COI network, 14 touch points, and then developing your marketing plan. All of those are very packaged in terms that they have pre-work, they have a deck, they have action plan, which is essentially their post-work and activities that we'll continue to build upon. Liz, did you want to add anything to those four?
No, I think you did a good job. We're setting it up with a playbook, the phase one playbook, which is just the general presentation to sort of set the stage. We'll be good. I've got the affinity assessment content, which is good because we'll want to reflect back on what they've already heard to keep everything. We're very concerned about making sure that what we're presenting is in full context with what is going on around us and what's happened before us. So I think that's good. And then the three modules, which are really phase two, this will be the first time that we debut them. And as Wesley said, we give them a little pre-work. We do a short five-question assessment to figure out where they are. We do a presentation to level set at the session, and then we jump into creating a marketing plan, writing down what a DOI network would look like, and talking through the touch points. So I think we're in good shape, Wesley. I've got all of the module pieces coming in today. DOI will be in your inbox within the hour.
Excellent. That's great to hear. Thank you. Local marketing roundtable has evolved wonderfully. And so...
Did Elaine pop on the phone to her call?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, excellent.
Okay.
Anything to add, Elaine? And perfect timing, because perhaps you can speak to the roundtable.
No, I think you and Liz did a great job providing an overview, so happy to answer any questions.
Okay.
Want to add on those modules. In terms of the roundtable, what we wanted to be able to do is bring in both the sales branch leadership side as well as marketing and talk about how that really comes together, because we thought that would be helpful in showcasing to FCs how they can pull on the resources that are available from both the field marketing and local marketing perspective to help them in growing their practice and driving growth. So with that, we're thrilled that Nikki has agreed to be part of that roundtable discussion, and I believe, Nikki, you're also going to take a look to see if it was a branch manager or maybe even an FC that might make sense to include in the roundtable. And then on our end, we'll include field marketing and local marketing representation. So most likely, I think we probably end up with no more than four folks in that panel.
So ideally, would you like to have manager or FC if you're only wanting a couple?
I would say that if you thought there was an FC that could really speak to maybe someone who has done a great job leveraging their COI networks, and I would say when we say COI beyond just the traditional ones, right, like some of the things that we've been talking about in the playbook with really reaching out into the community, are they part of nonprofits, are they tapping into their own personal networks and kind of leveraging areas they're already interested in to help grow their practice. So if there's someone like that, and actually there was an FC that I remember meeting, I think her name was Liz, I can't remember her last name. I think she might have been in the Maryland Bethesda branch.
Liz Mulcahy would be somebody. And then Terry Rogowski, also in Chapel Hill, is somebody that's done a phenomenal job in that space.
Yes, that's true. So, I mean, you know the team obviously much better than I would, but I think an FC like that could really speak to how they've been successful in developing a practice would probably resonate well with this group.
Okay.
So that's kind of where we're at with the round table.
Okay.
Is there anything else? Anything else you want to add on that front?
This is Liz. I would also add that one of the our goals here is just to demonstrate that there is a huge, the relationship between marketing and the branch network, and that we're not operating independently of each other on this Nudafirm front, but rather very much in unison. And that's just demonstrated itself by who's on the panel.
Mm-hmm. Excellent point.
One of the suggestions that we had was to reach out to IBS
Are we going to have any involvement in with that group?
That happens in the second week.
Okay. Yeah, so we did talk to Wesley about that, and it sounds like that they're, since they're being brought in the following week, it sounds like there's a desire to sort of keep those, not mix those two up.
Great. All right, and I know I ran the June 1st and June 2nd together. They're kind of a continuation in terms of their activities. But you'll notice each morning also begins with the morning brief, ends with an end-of-day summary. Also in particular for those 2 days, we have luncheon sponsored. They're kind of a work-ish kind of luncheon. Lawyer, did you want to add any insights into the focus of these two luncheons?
The idea in working with Brian Okerly was to make sure before they were in full practice that we had some opportunity to introduce strategic partners in the area, whether they're internal swap people or external. And he's been doing a great job, I believe, in bringing those to us, plus working with the team. So these will start to pop up on the calendar, and anything that has to do with the calendar does go through Mandy, and she owns who's invited, what's placed on it, and sending out the Outlook appointments. If there are any questions or concerns about those, we want to make sure that you understand it's not FCU doing it or something that we're in charge of, but we're trying to facilitate and maximize their time while it's there in the 9-day onboarding to learn as much as they can. Any questions?
Excellent. Thank you, Gloria. All right. One of the things I didn't call out, you'll see some orange sections like these, prospect outreach. This particular one will more than likely move to the end of the day, but we'll work that out later. But anytime you see those orange blocks, that's where the FCs have an opportunity to use that time to either catch up on their work, and any actionable work that they have to deliver on for their experience, their classroom experience, or to use it as time to reach out to prospects in this particular period of time to make those connections and build out those referrals and introductions. So you'll see more of those in the following week because I believe either today or the following week, they will have been, those that are eligible will have been assigned their practices, and so they'll immediately begin that work with their branch managers to make calls. Did I capture that correctly?
So, Greg, could you address that a little bit? Because from a content perspective and a learning manager perspective, somewhere we picked up and we thought from you all that, quote, their practice would be assigned at the end of week 4. So, help us understand how
we can be addressing that in the future. I would say by this time they'll definitely have some clients, but as I've told my financial consultants, they have no practice assigned today. They maybe will get 20 to 30 clients next week. The max that they would get is probably 75 to 100 before they graduated. So there's just there's more risk than benefit to doing like a whole bunch of clients all at once or doing they may have some clients that have time to do outreach. I don't really know that they're going to be doing any sort of prospect outreach here, though. In an hour is really not enough time to put together any sort of like efficient prospect outreach. Maybe they could reach out to like our local COIs or COIs that they have, but they'll definitely have work that they can do to fill in the gap, but they're not going to have a full practice by this point, or at least not a lot of people.
Okay, great. Thank you, and that's very good to hear. It gives us some insight and ways of working around some things, and it also reinforces our feedback that we've gotten about moving these to the end of day, so that way between the branch managers and the FCs, they can decide on what is the best use of that time. So don't get hung up on the name prospect outreach per se. That time is really up to the two of you as a branch manager and FC as to what will happen in that time. Okay. All right, great. So moving on to that Friday.
Leslie, could I ask the super tactical question.
Oh, sure.
On my calendar, are you planning to build out some time just for some quick breaks, like between some of the sessions?
Yes, yes. The learning managers have actually done a good job of that. They even introduce what they call micro breaks. Gloria, would you mind speaking to how you all have been managing breaks and things like that?
We usually, number one, go by hours on the clock. So if it's been past an hour, we're looking at the room to kind of see what's needed. We do a combination sometimes of longer breaks and micro breaks. Apparently last week we gave too many breaks, so we need to pull back on that. But it's just too difficult in a calendar like this to put 10-minute increments or even 15-minute increments. So
that makes sense. I think
at the end of the day summary, we put a half hour, but generally what we're finding is it makes more sense to make some closing remarks and give them sort of things to ponder overnight and then bring it back up in the morning. Generally, the end of the day is not the full time, but the beginning of the morning does take usually 15 to 20 minutes because we want to kind of finish it, but hopefully that helps.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm just thinking from a content perspective as we're thinking about the modules that we're delivering on. Should we just plan that if it has an hour and a half block, that we actually have an hour 15 or an hour? I mean, that was the reason for my question. Is just what we had planned for as we're finalizing our session.
I think that's a great way to approach it.
Okay.
Guys, I apologize. I need to jump. I'm 3 minutes late for another call. I still, if you haven't already, Wesley, I would love to see some of this information broken down.
Yes.
I mean, we're getting the clutch with kicking it off, and I'm not quite sure we can change a whole lot of it, but there's a good portion of it, at least in my mind, that sounds very big picture.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that the following week gets into some of that real practical application and really strong ideas on how to go into these networks once you get in there. And I noticed the 14 touch points, and I think I talked to Elaine and Liz the other day about, you know, going through and saying what those might sound like, what that might look like, because that's where they're struggling. That's where they're struggling to turn that dial. But I'd like to see all of the details on what those things are going to look like, since I'm not going to get the opportunity to go through the rest of this.
Absolutely. And thank you. And I do realize that we are past our time, so thank you. And for those of you that are able to continue on, we can do so.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Right. So at the top of Friday, Senior Leader Roundtable with Stacy Hammond and Dale Calming, they're speaking about acquisition and the strategies that we have there that will tie right into our expansion efforts. Then we get into a group activity that is led by the facilitator, Plan Alignment and Engagement. This is their first of two major activities of taking all that they have learned, for example, in the previous days, and then actioning it, turning it into an extension of any activities that they've already done. A number of these, like the partnering and corporate development, the local marketing modules will have activities in them already, and so what this will serve as will be more of reinforcement. It's one of the things we wanted to make sure of when they came out of this 9-day module was that they not only were competent at what we were doing, what we were asking them to do, and how we were asking them to respond to this information, but to also be confident in their abilities to action them, to turn it into actionable tasks and things like that. Then you'll find break for lunch. Each week there's a weekly virtual learning session, and that's on a 12-week rotation, I believe. And so CSIM, that falls as a topic this week. Then there's a weekly debrief to sort of end that day in terms of their formal learning experience. And then the rest of that time is allotted for branch manager and FC activities, whether it be one-on-one team or at the discretion of the branch manager. That rounds out the first week. Any other questions or observations before we move on to the second week? So moving into the second week, you'll notice that we have our investing brief. That's typically on Mondays, but because the previous week was a holiday, we don't have that there. Someone asked about independent branch. We actually have two independent branch leaders coming in. I'm sorry, was someone saying something?
Yeah, Wesley, sorry. Just on that Friday roundtable that you mentioned, Dale,
yes.
And Stacey, who's, and I apologize if you mentioned this, I missed it.
It's okay.
Moderating?
I don't know that they have a moderator in the traditional moderator sense. It's more like the learning manager will introduce them and let them have their space.
And answer questions, okay.
Right.
Got it.
And that would be me in this case?
Correct. Yep. Thank you.
Great, thanks.
All right.
And me is Gloria, by the way.
Right. And to Gloria's role here, she would also work with them to facilitate the questions and answers that follow at the end of their session. That's been our typical work week. There we go. Okay. And you'll find the same thing in terms of the independent branch. Now, unlike Stacy and Dale, the independent branch panelists will be remote, so they won't be present for their presentations. But it will essentially be managed the same way. We are still working out whether or not they'll be via video or audio only, but know that they will be remote. Okay. Then we have another local marketing segment on branch event planning. Many of you have seen the local marketing website, so they have what they call the event in a box. And so we're working with Lindsay Brown and Liz Westover on that to walk through essentially their event in the box. They have put together a very nice how-to along with different resources on how to do this. There's the event planning guide that steps them through. All of this is already published. And so we'll be, and Mandy, I'll get all of these links to you because they're already ready to go in terms of review.
Okay, great.
Okay.
And is there a presentation? So is the plan that it will get presented? Or I thought this was starting to get more into like rolling up their sleeves and...
Yes, it is.
On the plan.
That's correct. This is intended to be a group activity and less about presentation, correct. Because that's the intent and design, at least as I understand it from Lindsay, for these two pieces. That we take them as is and they walk through each one as an activity.
And are you guys doing that from an L&D perspective to take the content and figure out like what the best way is to develop kind of that working interactive session?
Correct. Have follow-up with Lindsay after I do that very thing. We met earlier this week and I told her a week from there I would have our skeleton of what that would look like and then we would finalize that within the next day or two afterwards.
Okay.
That's the goal and intent for both this and the... Go ahead.
That's the event piece that you bring in the event manager, or at least when I say bring in, meaning like connect with some folks from the event management team.
Okay.
Because they might be able to also provide some thoughts and insights because they're the ones that the larger events are actually on the ground working with field marketing managers to develop the local events and working with the brand team on making sure it's a successful, impactful event. So I think they would certainly have a lot of value add in that process as you're architecting what the session looks like.
Okay. Do you know offhand who we would reach out to?
So the person who manages that the manages that team of folks is Leah Freeman.
Okay.
So she's probably a good place to start.
Okay, great. Great. Okay. And since I'm here, I'm skipping a little bit to the next day. It's related. It's the same type of activity. Quarterly campaigns. They'll also walk through the one that's currently out there now, the fixed income marketing plan, just to walk through what does it look like, how is it put together, what would they do to create their own. Again, trying to expose them to as many resources as possible, how this site's put together to help them, how they could leverage, talk through what that looks like and get into some activities there as well. So you'll see that reflected on the next day at the same time, the quarterly campaigns. Okay. We have another partner lunch on that Monday, and then we follow with a very engaging activity with the etiquette advocate, and essentially that walks through a lot of the soft skills, a lot of the nuanced things that our prospects pick up on that our FCs may not necessarily be aware of in terms of verbal, nonverbal, attire, speech, stance, in, how we engage one another in terms of handshakes, waves, goodbyes, things like that. All of the different nuanced things that we use to sort of gauge individuals personally. This will help them not only pick up on cues from the prospects themselves, but to also be aware of their own cues that may be picked up by others. There's also efforts, Chris Miller's working with me on this, to have an activity with a local, a few local retailers in the area, because this particular location in the Tyson's Branch is very close to a mall. And so you'll see here, this hasn't been verified just yet, but a mall outing where they will actually go to several retailers and look at some practical examples. Whereas the etiquette advocate will use primarily pictures and video, here they will actually go to the retailers and look at just very nuanced things in terms of clothing, in terms of even hair, face, attire, other things that can impact the effectiveness of prospecting interactions. Okay.
Hey, Wesley.
Yes.
This is David Nguyen here. Just a quick question. Who is who's sort of leading that mall outing? Is there like someone that's going to be teaching them that, or is it just sort of, because my worry is that it's just going to not be taken seriously if, hey, we're just going to walk over and look at some stuff and there's no structure to that.
Right, there is structure. Chris will actually be leading that, but he and I are working together on that. So he has taken point in trying to help frame that out. And so I haven't seen what he's come up with just yet in terms of securing relationships with, you know, the Neiman Marcus, the Brooks Brothers, and others that are in that area. But if you have some ideas, we certainly be open to them right now, because we're very early, but we know we have to wrap this up in literally a few days.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's sort of what I was driving at is, working, the shops like Neiman Marcus or Brooks Brothers or those types of stores will have personal shoppers. So I think just working with some relationship where they can go through and have someone like that talk about it, that would be great.
Okay, great. Then I'm taking that we're on the right path then. Great. Good to hear. Okay. Rapid fire reality is part two of what I mentioned to you on the previous week, where they're doing plan and alignment engagement activities. So the rapid fire is just as it sounds, in that they're quickly going through different role plays on all the things they've learned up to this point with relationship to prospecting. Now, what you'll see in this week that I mentioned from the previous week, all the orange areas for the client outreach, self-study. Now, if indeed that they aren't in a position to spend that time doing that client outreach, prospect outreach, and type other types of activities with regard to that, then we believe, at least based on their current pacing through their WBTs, that they'll have that time then to catch up or refine whatever they have left in terms of their online and WBT completions. I know that Robert spent some time with branch managers earlier this week talking about our first completion report. And so many of you saw what the results of those were, and there are some actionable items that came out of that. Those will be coming out weekly. So what it will look like by the time week 7 rolls around, we don't know exactly, but there will be an opportunity for the FCs to catch up if need be, and especially if they don't, if they're not in a position yet to have as many calls as they would need or engage in those types of activities at the branch manager's discretion at this point. Okay. Any questions on those first 2 days of the second week?
Leslie, I have a question on the rapid fire.
Mm-hmm.
Who is leading that session? Is that internal or is that being led by an external member?
No, it's internal with the learning manager for that week, which is Mike Lamb. Yes, there is. That's one of the things that I hope to do as soon as we get all of the modules, for example, your modules nailed down, and then we just lay everything out that they'll be exposed to and develop those fairly quickly.
Okay.
All right. Sure. Gloria, you're going to say something?
You're suggesting the role plays that dovetails. An example would be you're in an XYZ event and you meet someone, right?
Yes.
Trying to take from the previous week the different scenarios and examples they might find themselves in, and you have 30 seconds, you have longer, but the idea is to practice real time what you might say and then improve on it. We did a little bit of that last week and it was fairly well received when we talked about what they've learned and how they would talk to a client about it. So we were in Indy and they met a lot of different partners and learned about the product.
Said to assist scenario, you have 30 seconds to talk to an executive. What would you say about this offer?
Does that make sense? Does that help you? I mean,
can
you
inform that? Yes, that's really helpful. And I would say that at this point, and I know Liz is planning to share the rest of the modules later today and into the early part of next week, but the actual playbook has a bunch of best practices and best stories that are built in the back. I mean, just and it's broken out
right
through the key phases of Edge. I think that might also be a good starting place in terms of thinking about what are the different types of scenarios. Like if you're at this type of hospitality event, you know, what are some conversation starters? How do you break the ice? How do you do that kind of thing? So that probably is a good starting place. That deck, and then of course, kind of continuing to evolve it with the other modules.
Yep. Specifically, we'll have best practices in the marketing module that we can share with you in advance, obviously.
Right. And by the way, Mike and I are the two learning managers on the team that have SWAB FC experience, so that's another reason why we thought this would be a good place for us to be facilitators.
Yeah, I was just saying this is but I guess I'm having a tough time here because with the prospecting piece and building the prospect, I mean, there's, like, right now I'm not seeing any tie-in to, like, what office managers are trying to drive. I'm a little concerned. Like, I know we're going to get to, like, what's their, they're creating their prospecting plan, but we haven't even been talking about, like, what are we going to do from a budgetary perspective? How does it fit into the local marketing and prospecting plan that we already have in our branches? Like, that coordination is really important. And it's just right now, it's like there's a ton of theory, but it doesn't seem like, it seems like we're getting a little bit into the practice, but what's the real practical application as it pertains to them and their specific local market with their brand?
not go rogue when they're getting out for their team.
Okay.
What is your suggestion on that, Grant, when you look at the first week? Do you see an opportunity for us to say, and on Friday, before you come back next week, review what you've got, what you've done already with your branch manager, or is it something we should suggest at the end of next week, take it with your branch manager to understand the local marketing?
I mean, yeah, we can do that. I just think that it's like, even that is not enough. I mean, there should be, it feels like for each one of these sessions, like, I don't think every manager needs to be in there, but we should have people in there talking about practicality of what this in their market, so that there's a tie back to actually the practical application versus just theory. Because that first week is, it's literally all theory. There's no practical application of any of this as it pertains to our market and what we're doing.
I mean, I'm going to add my two cents in here, but it seems like what I'm hearing is there is an opportunity to build in a view on, particularly because it's a tier one market, a view into what some of the activities are that are taking place as part of the overall plan. I'm expecting that there will have also been that has already happened, but a discussion at a higher level of just from a branch network perspective, what the overall expectations and goals are that they're expected to meet. And then from there, I think it makes sense to share, here's what's being done to help support and drive those activities, particularly as part of a tier one market. What is that? What's some of the broader centralized programs? And then I think there's probably another level in terms of the branch business plans that are pulled together, and I don't know if there's a point where those are being shared or if that's already been shared.
Quick thing, degrees of difficulty. We have two FCs from the Park Ridge, Illinois, not Tier 1, and two FCs from Charlotte, not Tier 1. And again, from a content perspective, we look at this as being evergreen. How do we deliver this to maybe a cohort of 15 FCs around the country and not all from the same area? So that's where we're trying to balance. How much of it do we ask get done like an individual one-on-one or branch manager to their FCs, and how much are we presenting that transferable to any market? And I welcome your input on that.
I just think the real challenge is that, I'll give you an example. I was in FCU yesterday, and it was a session on practice building and practice assignment, and Bill Meeks is the one that's running the session. And I was sitting in on the session because they wanted a manager in there. And when they were asking questions, 95% of the questions were directed at me because it's basically like, what is this for me? And Bill wasn't able to answer that because he didn't know what it meant for them in their brand. I was. So I'm just worried about, like, you talk about building and expanding your COI network. Like, if they don't know who the COIs are that we're currently leveraging, how do they expand upon it with corporate partnerships? So they don't know what inroads we've made with the big companies already and what we're doing and not doing. How do they know how to build off of that? So I'm not saying I have a problem with any of the content or who's there. I just think that there needs to be an overlay of what this actually means for them versus just the theoretical point. And it doesn't need to be anything more than really saying, let's get a manager in there for each one of these sessions, and then the managers can come together and say, what do we want to express to these people as it pertains to this concept? But that we need to then get the content in front of the managers. We need to give them time to, again, develop this game plan about, like, how do they put the spin on their local markets? And we can include Park Ridge and Charlotte just because they're not Tier 1, doesn't mean we can't have Corey and the Park Ridge manager involved in that. But I think if we miss that piece, it's just going to be
and the key thing is it shortens the time to competency, which is one of our goals, in that we give them relevant information they can use as quickly as possible. So thanks for bringing this up, Frank.
Right, I agree. So I'm definitely hearing you loud and clear on the involving the branch managers as much as possible in all of the segments in terms of awareness, and then presence is a second side that I'm hearing, just like in your example. Okay, so we can certainly pursue that. We have the names of all the branch managers of those that are represented in the FCs that are part of this learning experience, so we'll definitely be following up. So thank you for that. Just to go ahead and wrap up, because I know we're approaching the top of the hour here. On that Wednesday of the second week, we have our final third-party provider, Projecting Personal Power. This is another provider that, again, gets into more nuanced pieces. It's not the affinity assessment, but it's more the influencing, the power of influencing, your personal influencing. So it'll take things like their personal brand, it'll take things like the affinity assessment, and it will bring it all together and to converge on what it means to project personal power, what it means to stand before people, you know, great masses and small intimate groups, because that is what they'll be using mostly when they are engaging in these types of prospecting activities. That then leads into them developing and spending time their individual prospecting plan. This is an individual activity. They will walk through what it means to create their plan. This is also an area where I can see the branch managers working with each of their groups of FCs to help build this out. And then they get into that hasn't been defined yet, but then we get into what we call our capstone activity on Thursday. If you're familiar with the television show Shark Tank, that's how we anticipate them defending, if you will, their prospecting plans. And so one of the things I want to make sure that we understand as a group, the individual prospecting plan is their take on the prospecting plan, and I get, you know, the whole idea of them going rogue, that kind of thing, but for learning the ins and outs of what it means, they will pretty much be individualized on this. They'll go through the defense of their particular plan, and then they'll have the opportunity, of course, to get into refining that plan with the branch manager. I do see the point of involving that type of conversation early on. So throughout all of these, finding ways to weave in branch manager input, so by the time they arrive at this point, they will already have an idea in terms of some of the branch manager expectations, what already exists that's already in play in terms of business plans for the branch. And that should carry over into their individual plan development, and then defending that plan and reviewing and discussing that plan on the final Thursday. This is a competitive bunch, as you all have already realized, and so we're actually adding a bit of competition in there. I think the idea was to break them out, because we have a number of them, break them out into two groups, so two panels, one panel reviewing one group's defense, another panel reviewing a second group's defense, and then coming in together at the last half hour of the second half to crown a winner between the two groups, so to speak. Okay. Any questions there on the bringing that week to a close?
It looks like there's a lot of time on Wednesday devoted to them pulling their prospecting plan together. Is there someone that's kind of helping them to do that? And will there be some kind of a template that they're being provided with?
Right. It's our intent to use the template that comes out of your team. I sent a message about that. I know back when Christina was with the group, there was a prospecting plan template, and just wanted to know if that was the same template that I saw an early draft of in terms of the marketing plan. Are those one and the same, or are those two different things?
So we've got a local marketing template that's in place, but to me, I feel like they should have grounding, and Grant can just definitely weigh in. But it seems to me like it should be the broader business plan type of template that the branch network leverages. And there was a template that was sent out in Q4 as part of the 2016 business planning. Branch network. I don't know that they need all of that, but it seems like there should be grounding in, like, specifically what are the goals that they're going after, what are the specific objectives, and they need to build the plan from there. And there should certainly be an aspect of it that ties to, well, what is that local marketing outreach that will be done to that, and, you know, the COI, building COIs, maybe starting to build their own personal brands within the community, and specific activities that they're going to be doing to actually prospect, whether that's events, and then what are the follow-ups and all of that. So I think it makes sense that there is a heavy local marketing piece, but it probably needs to be broader than that.
Okay. That's good to hear. So what I can do then is connect with you, and perhaps Grant as well, to flesh this out and make sure that we're all aligned on in terms of what outcomes we want to have at this point. Is that fair?
Sure.
Okay. Great. Other questions? Great. So, Nikki, I want to come back to you. Hopefully this was helpful in walking through this, and certainly it helped us in terms of making sure we're getting closer to being all on the same page in terms of our desired outcomes from this 9-day experience.
Yeah,
Nikki. Oh, she had to drop? Okay.
Yep.
Sorry, Gloria, I got distracted.
It's all right.
What was the question?
Well, we pulled this together for Nikki, but I think we got some other advantages out of it in terms of pulling everyone together that's responsible for input or execution on these different pieces during this 9-day experience. And just wanted to make sure it was helpful, number one. I know it was for me, because we want to make sure that all the outcomes that we come up with as the learning organization meet all the desired needs of the business at this point.
Yeah, I definitely think it was helpful to say, I think making sure that we've got all the right connections and linkages to all these different sessions is really key. So I think it was good to have the conversation. Okay. Sounds like there's a problem with them.
Great.
And also, regardless of how we do this in the future, local branch manager marketing and COI existing strategies should somehow be pulled together in advance, so that conversation is happening either with branch managers and the FCs, or that the FCs have an understanding going into these weeks of the local landscape.
Right, absolutely.
The question: they've not had exposure to what's happening within the branches that they're joining up to this point? Is that kind of where we're at? So that's kind of good grounding for us. Also, go
correct. Yeah,
well,
they've not had that exposure.
So it depends, because some of them are AFC to FC promotions, so they might have a flavor. But some of them, like one, has moved from New Jersey. Some are coming from different branches. And once FC University starts, the only days they really have in the branch are the Fridays. So in this case, we're in week 4, so they've had 3 Fridays in the branches total. So there's not, I know Grant's doing a great job because we're right there, but the connecting in to the branch part is not that strong yet. Is that a fair way to state it, Grant?
Yeah, I'd say that's very fair.
Okay. Well, if there are no other comments, thank you all. Look for a number of updates to come your way in terms of sharing out information, because we are within the critical mass window, and so we want to make sure that we're all on the same page with the same confidence in our outcomes and desired experience for our FCs to be the best that it can be. Thank you all again, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you, Wesley. Bye-bye.
Thanks.